The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how low is the battery now?
We're still at 6% miraculously. So I guess that just means it's lying to me, so we'll roll the dice.
How the hell are you?
Oh, I'm okay, mate. Yeah, how are you?
Good. It's really nice to talk to you. It's been far too long.
It has been a long time. We seem to do that, though. We seem to go long stretches of time in between catching up.
Yeah. And I just sort of periodically check in on you in, like, philosophical writings that pop up in blogs or really cute posts of you and your dog on Instagram. That's kind of – that's and then, like, the – You'll take a photo that you're at a place and then you'll leave the place and then, like, 5 minutes later I'm like, hey, I was literally 150 meters away from you and you didn't see each other.
Kind of keeps the magic alive there, right?
Oh, that's it. It's just all the mystery and that allure. I need to ask how you are going through this whole crazy mess as an academic, as a human being. How the hell are you going through this whole thing?
Well, you've caught me in the middle of an IKEA car park. I'm in the middle of moving house during the worst pandemic since the Spanish flu. So it's been interesting to navigate that, to try to come to terms with what's happening in the world, but also kind of try to awkwardly navigate moving house and being in places like IKEA and public car parks and dropping off rental trucks and hanging out with real estate agents and all the while trying not to kill people quite literally in a few weeks' time. So far, so good. I think it's more than anything, it's driving me nuts when you bump into people that just don't quite seem to get it yet. That's kind of where I'm at the moment. But hey, I'm post IKEA trip, so I'm kind of on edge.
Listen, what I would say to you is I have also been at an IKEA during this COVID-19 thing and I've been like, what the hell is going on? Like, is my first question almost all the time. It's like, are you people serious? Like, this is serious, and a lot of folks just seem to be totally, completely aloof about it, and it's just really strange.
It is really strange, isn't it?
It's surreal.
It is really, really strange.
It's surreal.
Because you don't know how to feel about it. You don't know whether it's ignorance or if it's arrogance or if it's just forgetfulness. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes these social distancing rules and, like, the whole new social etiquette that we have to adopt for the good of society is quite a significant change. And every now and then you slip, right? You forget to sanitize your hands after touching something, or you accidentally get too close to someone as you're both brushing past the corner of an aisle and you think, oh, shit. Sorry, I don't know if I'm swearing your podcast. But
you are.
I just dropped the ball there. But then 5 seconds later, if I see someone else doing it, I'm like, you fucking on, like pull your head in. So I have a little bit of latency, but yeah, it's tough, man. It's been really interesting. It's been really scary to see what's happening on the other side of the world, and sort of all the modeling suggests that we are pretty much on track to experience some of what they're experiencing. And so it's kind of weird when you know your fate is coming, and you're living through sort of like the preamble. It kind of feels like it should be more intense, or it should be more heavy than it is.
Yeah.
And every now and then that heaviness sort of taps on the door. And I don't know. I feel like most of us still have the ability to be like, it'll go away.
Yeah. But we're just
probably sort of, won't.
We're just peering over the fence, right? That's what's tough, is you kind of go, New Zealand's been more extreme than us. They're our closest compatriots in this. There are other countries who are around us who've been taking further and farther measures than we have. And so it's really hard to kind of like cognitively, like I know we're using the word distancing all the time, but it's like to get the cognitive distance to go, are we like objectively okay? Like, are we doing it enough? Like, are we okay, or are we, do we have a problem? And so I think that that's kind of where I'm at the moment, is like, I'm in this lane where I'm like, I feel like we were just right down the middle, and we kind of, the frustrating thing is that we very much just kind of have to stay the course of this middleness, because that's basically what it is, right? It's this, this middleness that we're right here. We weren't as aggressive as Germany. We weren't as aggressive as New Zealand. We weren't, as cautious as those other countries. We are in a better position than places like England and the United States. Mm-hmm. Especially today, there was a great tweet. I saw someone tweet like the plane activity. And so you look in Europe and there's like 10 planes in the air over like France, which is just impossible to imagine. And then and you look in the United States and there's still thousands. And you're like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah. And, the United States are kind of, a lot of people there are walking headfirst in. I mean, not headfirst in, but a lot of people are recognizing that this is going to get intense. They can't dodge the bullet anymore.
Yes.
Whereas, you're right, in Australia, it's still very much that middle ground. It's that liminal space of like, is that going to happen to us? Some modeling says yes, some modeling says maybe, some modeling says no. And it's like, I think what's really stunned me personally is the pace of change that 2020 has brought, even before the pandemic, is so rapid that we're kind of shell-shocked, and we're kind of getting used to the pace of change being as quick as it is. So that I'm losing track of the days and the weeks, because like one day feels like five or six.
It feels like 6 months.
You think back to press conferences or government announcements, and you think, oh yeah, like last month they said this. No, wait, that was yesterday. Like yesterday, that was that announcement. And now all the rules have changed, and all the modeling's changed, and all the predictions have changed. And at first, that's jarring, and that's like, whoa, this is intense, and we need to catch up, and we need to be proactive. But after a couple of weeks of that in real time, whether you can measure it appropriately or not in your own mind, you get used to it. It's kind of like the 24-hour news cycle that sort of took us all by storm a decade ago, really. We're just used to that now. And this pace of change, I feel like, is every day now. You wake up to check the headlines, yep, this many more cases, yep, this many more restrictions, and you just get on with life. Life is very different, but you just get on with it. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or if that's a terrifying indictment of our complacency, right?
Yes. It might be both.
It might be both.
It really might be both, which is the problem. We get to a point where it's like, I wrote a piece for a Canadian movie website about, like, I just called it like not quite the apocalypse. I was talking about Australian cinema and our proximity to the apocalypse, or like our quintessential versions of cinema are like apocalyptic films. And the challenge that we might have is that we're also glib. We're also goddamn glib about the apocalypse, because the way our society is set up is really this weird, in like a constant state of weird denial. Like, you know, colonizers came here, we're all sort of living kind of happily over the top of First Nations lands, and where they basically couldn't talk about it until maybe, you know, 5 years ago properly and have a conversation about it. So everyone's just like, we can't dig too deep here. We've just got to be completely glib about almost everything. And it's just really frustrating because you just want to go, like, can we just stop being so glib about everything and actually do it? But like you said, the other question is, are people educated? Maybe not, which sucks, because then you're like, what the hell do we do now?
Yeah, that's the question, right? Like, that's a really good word as well, glib. I've never heard it used so often and appropriately in a diatribe like that. That was wonderful. But that's exactly it, right? Like I said, throw back to the beginning of when we started talking, like, you don't know whether it's ignorance or arrogance when you're dealing with people who are glib. When you're dealing with, well, you don't want to single out the people, but an attitude of glibness, say.
Yes.
It's hard to correct that. It's hard to engage with that and not be angry or not be judgmental and not be sort of presumptive. But it's almost like that needs to happen. And so you're just caught in this awkward space where, like, introverts like myself, you just grumble under your breath at society all day thinking, what are you doing? And you try to have choice conversations with the people you care about. But yeah, man, like that's a really good observation, that glibness, that we like to flirt with the idea of an apocalyptic future. But we're in the midst of one now. Like, we're barreling towards one in a sense. And like I said, it's just business as usual for so many of us. And yeah, terrifying.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.